practical web accessibility tips. Welcome to episode 10 of WebAx. This is your host, Dennis, and today's episode is about creating accessible PDF or Adobe Acrobat files. And I'm not going to go into great detail on how to do it, because it depends, of course, on what platform and what program that you're creating the PDF from, of course. But also, there's really a lot to know, and you can't possibly cover every step in this broadcast. So I'm going to go over just kind of introduction and some general settings and stuff and how to prepare and create the PDF and how to check it. So first of all, let me just start by saying that I guess there's a lot of opinions out there that there are too many PDFs out there on the web, which I have to agree with. But if I don't know if you listen to BOAG World or a List Apart website, but they both reference the fact that there's far too many PDFs out on the web than there should be, and a lot of them actually should be HTML files, and PDF files should only be used in special circumstances or you know, for certain forms or things that have to appear in a certain way. So, having said that, let's move on. The most important thing to know about creating an accessible PDF is that it needs to be tagged, is the term that Adobe uses, which basically means that it has to be marked up semantically. Which, you know, similarly to like XHTML, your X to HTML should be, or even your HTML should be. And that means, and I'm going to use Word 2000 example, because that's the most popular program, I believe, that creates PDFs, and it's also a very, very popular program and in the business world. So even though it's Microsoft, we'll just go ahead with that. But basically, the logic pertains to any application that you're using, and that is to tag or semantically mark your text. So that means if you have your main heading in your Word file, that you should not just wipe select it and make it bold and make it 24 point, because that's just style, but to actually use the style drop-down in Word and mark that as heading 1 or heading 2, and then change the style or attributes of that tag to however you like it to be. And this is kind of one of my pet peeves for in the workplace for Microsoft Office or Word specifically. And it's totally incorrect, and I can't stand it. And not only do people wipe select text and incorrectly mark text like that, but people you'll see using spaces for centering text, which obviously isn't correct. You just, all you have to do is click the center text icon. Or for creating columns, people I see do that once in a while, or they just tab. To center or right justify or to create columns, which is totally incorrect. If you need a table, then use a table. If you want two or three or four columns, then use the column feature and sections in Word to do that. And if you don't know how to do that, then it's pretty easy to learn. So now that we have our text marked semantically, we have to, of course, worry about our images. So, in Word, now I'm recommending. Well, I read it on an Adobe site. Is recommending Word 2000 or higher, because Office 97 doesn't support this tagging feature, as well as excuse me, Office 2000. So, they highly recommend you use Office 2000 or higher. And when you have an image, just go to the image formatting, and the easiest way is just to right-click on it. Go to your image formatting, and the last tab, which I believe is called web, and there's a... All it is one big text box for you to add your alternative text. And I think in the older versions it said description or something, but I believe I have Word 2002, and then it does say alternative text in the web tab. So just type in your alternative text there. And also remember that if your graphic is a chart or something, you want to make sure you have that long description with all the data in there. Okay, so now let's actually create the PDF file. It's a good idea to get Acrobat 7 if you're doing this professionally, or at least Acrobat 6. They have much more accessibility features, including actually a built-in screen reader. But if you have Acrobat 5, there is still a Make Accessible plugin that you could download, and that link is on the WebEx blog for this episode 10. And but Adobe, I just got full Adobe 7 a few months ago, and it's really an excellent program. So once you have that installed, if you don't already, it's really easy in Word. You know, just if you didn't delete it, there's a little Acrobat toolbar, so you could just click the first icon to create your file. Or you could always do the old school method and do file print and then use the Acrobat selection there. And if you want to change the settings, which you shouldn't have to for Adobe 7, or if you just want to look at the settings, in a Microsoft Office document, there's a Adobe PDF menu, and the last option there is change conversion settings, and that brings up a few tabs with a bunch of different options. I'd recommend personally just leaving them alone. Okay, so you've created your PDF file and you want to check it. So the first thing I do is open the file in your Adobe Acrobat full version, if it's not open already. Because usually the default is to open in Acrobat after it's created, which is a setting that you can change. So anyhow, your file is opened in Acrobat, and if you go to the advanced menu, select accessibility or the advanced menu and accessibility. I believe it's the first option, and it depends on what version you have, but in Acrobat 7 there's a quick check option, and you may see a full check option. But to run those tools, and it'll tell you, just give you a brief scan of your document and let you know if it's tagged or not. Another thing you can do is in Acrobat again, select the view menu, and there will be an option for reflow. And what this does is it reflows all your text into one single column, kind of like when you turn off your CSS in an XHTML file and you see all the text just flow in hopefully in the correct order, down the page. And this is the same idea. Another thing you can do to check your PDF is use a screen reader, either the one Adobe gives you or a different one, and just turn on the screen reader and see if it reads it, and just make sure it reads it correctly. And if it does, you should be good to go. Okay, well, I'm looking at my notes here. One last thing, just to mention, if you want to retrofit a PDF document, I'm not going to go into that, but on WebAIM, and the link again is on the WebEx site, webex.blogspot.com, And on the webaim.org website, there's a really good tutorial on creating PDFs, and I think it's the third or fourth page out of five, and it tells you, it goes through some directions on how to retrofit your Acrobat file to make it accessible. Okay, so I hope you learned a little something about PDF files and accessibility. If you have anything to add, or if you want to comment anything I said, then please go to the WebAx site and leave me a comment, or send in an MP3 with your comments. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Visit WebAx at webax.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webax@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.